All right, tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, the day that marks the end of all the Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. This follows 2 months of all the traditional parades and costumes and floats, but this year brought something new, a parade founded by the city's Mexican immigrants. Reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez from member station KPCC has the story.
The group is called Cruz de Mayagüel, named after the Aztec goddess of agave, the plant used to make tequila. The 24 members are mostly in their 20s and 30s. About two-thirds are Mexican immigrants. The rest are from other Spanish-speaking countries, American-born Latinos, and white native New Orleanians. They're office workers, engineers, and construction workers. The group's ringleader is Roberto Carrillo, a native of Mexico City, who moved here 13 years ago, like other immigrants, for the plentiful jobs after Hurricane Katrina. But he thought something was missing.
At some point, I remember saying there is no Mexicans represented in the culture of New Orleans. At some point, I realized that we need representation.
He and other members of the group want to dispel racist stereotypes that they hear in the city and nationwide. Mayagüel's parading theme are the paintings of Mexican artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. Carrillo, dressed in paint-splattered overalls, prompts the members to start walking to the parade's starting point.
Be mindful of a couple things. Drink water. Don't get too drunk because we want to be cool and get invited next year.
Mardi Gras cultures and subcultures are infinitely nuanced and deeply ingrained in New Orleans' history and changing demographics. The first crews were made up of white elites satirizing British royalty. Then, excluded blacks formed crews satirizing those groups. Some are proud of being exclusive, while others relish their openness. Cruz de Mayagüel's Fridas and Diegos paraded from New Orleans' middle-class neighborhoods to the touristy French Quarter.
Hi, Frida! She's beautiful!
Teenagers and senior citizens gushed when they saw one of the crew's 8 Fridas. Mayagüel's musicians stopped several times along the route to play Cielito Lindo, a classic Mexican song that urges singing in the face of adversity. And they got many in the crowd to sing along, too. New Orleans teacher Eduardo González says it reminded him of living in Mexico when he was a kid.
It made me feel nostalgic and everything, and I think it's great. Actually, it's really cool.
He says he wants to join Mayagüel. Mayagüel's politics are subtle but visible. Members pull an Aztec canoe with the words Viva Mexico painted on the side. One of the Fridas pushes a cart with the words, "Migration is natural." And all the members wear monarch butterfly pins, a symbol adopted by immigrant rights activists. Mayagüel member Tiana Nobile likes that Mayagüel is rooted in Mexican culture, but open enough to embrace someone like her, a Korean-American who came to this country when she was adopted.
I think there's a lot of parallels in terms of migration, forced migration, and finding that solidarity with communities here in New Orleans for me is really important.
After parading more than 2 miles in 2 hours, members plopped down at a gas station parking lot. Maria Rodriguez was dressed as Diego Rivera's painting, The Flower Seller. She still carries a woven basket with fake calla lilies. Is she tired?
I am not. I have a lot of energy still. Just had a few shots of tequila and...
Let the good times roll? That's very New Orleans and Mexican. For NPR News, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.